Hey, oh, yeah, yeah, it's a boy, and the return of the Questmaster General, Big Bumble Bolly, yeah, yeah, with some of that Grease Valley radio. Okay, so yes, I had another 3 weeks probation on my questing certificate, but you know, like, we've had a really weird week here in the Grease Valley, and somebody has to do fucking something about it. We can't just sit around and expect problems to get solved, and fuck, people need, like, their lootings that we got. Get the economy going. I'm not waiting on this dumb red tape shit. I'm trying to go. I'm here for the people, you know what I mean? And like, yeah, God, so much weird shit. I've got a ton of mysteries on my hands and I need help. There's a couple who went missing for a few days and then they come back and now they're all acting sus and they're acting weird. I mean, there's sounds of machinery coming from the Grease Fire Forest. I don't know if it's PTSD or God AI or what the fuck's going on. We got cryptids going rampant. They're all angry. They're all pissed off. I don't know what the fuck's going on. So we gotta solve these fucking issues. And plus, let's be real. There's a war on our borders and it's closing in. Them war borders, they be closing in every day. So we gotta get shit going. I'm not saying I'm a leader. I'm not the leader of the Grease Valley. I'm not gonna go ahead and say that, but I am a certified quest master. God damn it. And the Greasy Guild is alive! We gonna send all them grimy questers out there. We're gonna start getting shit solved. We gonna need the best questers, the best marauders, the best investigators, everything. I'm gonna need all of y'all from across the filthy states of all tiers and all trades. I don't care who you are, what you do. I don't care about your past. I mean, unless you're doing sus like bad shit, but you know what I mean? Like, come, we need to solve these quests, and you know, we back in it. Grease Valley Radio to you. Let's get into some quests tonight. All right, all my mystery seekers, my inquisitive marauders, the grease babies, the questers out there, I just need to lay out some of the fucking mysteries happening in the Grease Valley. Not all of these are questions shit, but like, we're just trying to establish there are fucking issues going on. Certain people want to act like everything's fine, that we're doing good, but like, let's be real, there are hella issues going on. So I'm going to get into about the mysteries, the strange sightings, all the fuckery that's been happening in the Grease Valley. Because, oh my god, 3 weeks ago, let's start with 3 weeks ago, a couple went missing. The Hog Song Hunters, Abby and Lisa. Very nice couple, a very cute couple of ladies in their mid-40s who run the local curio shop. They're taxidermists, you know, so you could give them to your animals. But they like to add a little, like, a mystery in there, ooh. So I gave them one of my grease piggies one time who passed away, and they put, like, ruby gems in its eyes. And then when I asked it a question, it would, like, respond back with, I don't know, usually what I want to hear, because it's so nice. But sometimes they make like a fake cute little cryptids. They'll take a goat skull and they'll put shotguns on the horns, and it's like, ah, that creature would have been dope. Really nice people. And they went missing while tracking a group of bat squatches out west. And they were gone for a couple weeks, and we were all concerned, but they came back a couple days ago, and they're very stiff. They're less friendly. They blink less. I don't know what they found out there or what happened out there. They're definitely not the same people. I mean, I don't know. Maybe they're just having a bad week. It could be nothing, but you know, what's not nothing? These lantern specters. I have found lantern. I've seen reports all over of lantern speckers all across the east, along the Rocky Mountains. Sightings of these lantern wielding phantoms. Maybe they're like specter soldiers. They're said to have canister rifles in one hand and in the other hand an old iron lantern. They'll travel in small groups. You could see little packs of them crawling throughout the mountains at night, and everyone's wondering what the fuck's going on here? Are they non-hostile? Are they ghosts? Are they scouts of an army, maybe? Even potential allies? I don't know. I need to find this shit out. On a more dangerous end, there's Tridacatons. Man, let me tell you, these Tridacatons, these aren't just sightings. These things are real. Last week, I saw them pick a fucking semi-truck up off of the road and then drop it off of a mountain, and then they flew down there and they started eating up all the remains from inside of it. Now, these Tridacatons, there have been sightings in the old money era all the time of these things. They're called the Ropin, the Van Meter Visitor, even a Hools could be mistaken for a Tridacaton. But let me tell you, in the filthy war era, they are very fucking real. They will target your cars, they hunt along highways. Oh my god, they hoard up all the metal and steel they find, and they store it away in their hillside caves. They feed on oil and greases, and I don't know what to do about them. They're all fucking around, they're scaring off all the greasehawks. The greasehawks don't dare get near Tridacaton, so you know, it's all bad. And on top of that, we've got even more cryptids going fucking crazy out there. Those dang cryptids, they're all riled up and they're all wild nowadays. I don't know what's going on. Maybe somebody's pissing them off. Maybe somebody's riling them up on purpose. I don't know, but they are danger. Be careful. The Roperites lately, they travel along the sides of highways. Don't go off of the highway or else a Roperite will start chasing you down, especially in the shrubland areas. During the daytime, oh my god, these things are like large birds, about 4 to 5 feet, these terror birds. And the weird thing about them, their nose hooks down into a noose, a fleshy little noose. You know, like the turtle sacks under their necks? It's like that, but on top of it, and they will throw that noose around you. They go top speeds, throw that noose, they hook you, and you're fucking done. They start eating up your insides. It's not good. Usually they just hunt like random animals and even like predators and stuff, which is sweet, but they're all riled up lately. They're attacking everyone, not to mention the Argo Pelters are going crazy. Now, they come from northern lumberjack folklore, but the Argo Pelters are very real, and I heard recently there are a lot of pilgrimage going over to Pando lately. A giant, ancient, immortal being. This quaking aspen colony has been cloning itself for millenniums, for forever, for all 9 extinction periods. It's been crazy. This motherfucker will forever live. And, you know, the Argo Pelters, now these things are like really long-armed chimpanzees, and they live inside of tree stumps. Now, I have heard that they will use these aspen colonies, since they're all clones, the root systems are all connected to each other. They will crawl through the root systems and pop out of another stump. Now, when they pop out, they got these long fucking spears. They got these long splintered woods that they'll throw right through you. You got birds chasing you through the roads. You got chimpanzees popping out of motherfucking... They're not even really... That's the closest way to describe them. They're more monstrous than that. They've got wiry ass hair. They've got these yellow eyes. They are not to be trusted. It's been getting bad lately, and not to mention this fucking machinery. Lately, I've been hearing this fucking machinery from the Greasefire Forest, and I don't like it. Maybe it's just me remembering, pulling up some Swamp Kingdom war memories since all this current war's happening. I don't want to remember the past wars we've had to fight. I don't know. Maybe it's just me. Maybe it's all made up. Maybe everything's fine, but we gotta start solving some of these problems. We gotta at least investigate them. So let me make some official quests, baby, and you could get that juicy, juicy loot. Oh boy, let's get to the quest board today. Quest board. Oh my goodness, the return of the quest board, and it is bigger than ever. Oh my goodness, we gotta bring you all the quests. So I'm gonna officiate some of these quests I was just talking about, some of these mysteries. We gotta start solving them, you know what I mean? And I think I got the perfect loot to incentivize them. So I'm gonna give out the tiers, who I'm looking for, what kind of adventurers I'm looking for out here. Oh my god, let's get into it, because the Greasefire Forest, What's up with this machinery? There's got to be a giant fucking machine. I hear the gears grinding every night. I hear the beep boops coming from the fucking forest. I'm not liking it. I need a puppeteer scout or an explorer, maybe. Anybody who's very has a great perception. I'm looking for somebody with wilderness skills, somebody who's agile and could get around in a forest. I need you to go find what is the machinery in the Grease Fire Forest. The loot, oh my god. I'm offering a PlayStation 2. I got a PS2 just for you. That and 4 gallons of whiskey grease? What else could you need? That's a foot. You'll be set up nice. All I need is a scout to go check out the Grease Fire Forest. Now, up in the Rocky Mountains, those lantern specters, I might need someone a little bit more specialized for something like that. I'm thinking a paranormal investigator. I'm calling out to all of you out there, if you are a supernatural expert, if you got that EMF reader, you know what I mean? I'm talking to you, maybe even like some witches, some shaman. If you could communicate with the dead, things like that, maybe an oracle even can help out with this. But I need somebody to go explore in the Rocky Mountains and see what the fuck's going on with these lantern specters. Now, this one is a little hard. I'm thinking this one's like a topaz tier quest. But the loot will always be good for something like that. I'm talking a plasma pipe. I got this plasma pipe. It's all purple and black. It's the shape of a little like dolphin. And man, you could smoke the finest of schmeg out of it. And then the plasma like swirls around the pipe when it gets all heated up and it makes beautiful designs. Oh my god. And just for you supernatural people out there, oh my god, I got a ticket to Count Balfalus's Phantom Carnival Train. I know you've always wanted to be in it, and it comes around once a fucking year. You never know where the phantom tracks are gonna lay themselves down. But I do, and I got a ticket to get right on there. Oh my god, all you gotta do, go to the Rocky Mountains, see what's up with these lantern specters. They do got canister rifles, so be careful, be safe up there. Those cryptids, I'm telling you, those dang darn cryptids, those roperites and those argo pelters need to chill the fuck out. I'm thinking a druid, I'm thinking a soothsayer, maybe if you're a bard of chill, something like that. I need you to relax these cryptids out. I need you to maybe even find out who, if somebody's pissing them off. I don't know, I need them to stop attacking all the caravans that are coming up this way. If you're good with animals, if you're a tracker, people like that, I'm calling out to you. Maybe if you can even make them our friends. I'm always down to hang out with some argo pelters, you know what I mean? I'm talking to you. I'm thinking this one's gonna be a little closer to like UFO tier, a small gray UFO tier. But I'm talking a Hodag helm. Oh my god, I had to dig down deep through the dumpster piles in Old Constant to find some of this shit. This Hodag helm, I got a pack of Metazoo cards. I've got 8 of them. 8 packs of Metazoo cards. I know if you like cryptids, you're gonna love these guys. They got beautiful art. Go check them out. And I've even got 3 seasons of Adventure Time on DVD. You want this shit? I could give this shit to you. I've even got one of them on VHS. Shit, you know what I mean? That Fiona and Cake stuff. So if you're looking for some of that, I need you to calm down the cryptids, the roperites and the argo pelters, man. And for the hog song hunters, I'm gonna need a detective, a PI, someone like that. I need you to fucking investigate what's going on with Abby and Lisa. They're very nice people, but lately they've been so standoffish, and it's happened since they came back from hunting the bat squatches. So I don't know what's going on. I need you to figure it out for me. Play it cool, you know. I need you to collect info, be pretty charismatic. It might be nothing. It might be they're just having a weird week. I don't know. I'm offering a USB with all of Check It Out. with Steve Brühl. Oh my God, a fantastic television show. That's the absolute best. John C. Reilly was a hero of his time. And I've even got a tablet bracer for you. A bracer with a tablet on it. A little fucking iPod strapped up to that thing. You could use stick that USB right on in there. Start watching some Steve Brühl. You'll be chilling. It's that good, good loot. But only for someone who's Rosewood tier or above. I need the right questers for the right jobs. And lastly, okay, so I got reports of this glass mage who went and held himself up in the filth crest. I don't know what he's doing in the caves up there. And you know, I need some aid to go figure out what he's doing. Is he a bandit leader? Is he running a scam up there? I heard he's pretty cool and I heard he gives away glass televisions. They're said to be enchanted, an enchanted TV. What's he doing just giving those away? See, I don't trust it. Something sus is going on. I need like a rogue or a thief. Somebody who's really good with this sneaking. I'm going to sneak over here. And then I sneak over there. You know what I mean? Somebody who could do that shit real good. I need you to catch him when he thinks no one's looking. I need you to be there. Maybe even steal some evidence that he's not all so friendly. This, I'm offering the big, big loot. I'm offering a Tarkin industry sonic boots. You know what I mean? You could sonic kick someone from across the room with this shit. You could step on airwaves with these boots. Man, this shit's good. Part of the Tarkin industry sonic collection. You gotta get the full set. And then I've even got a book. I've got the Learn to Cook Bark. It's a wonderful book with all these recipes of how you could cook bark when you're on the go. There's always going to be a tree around. I mean, unless you're in the shrublands. So like, you know, you're going to want to know how to cook bark in case you need to eat. Hello? Hello?
Hello? Are we in? Do we do it? God damn it, Bali.
Fucking Zane. Zane, go
breaking
away.
Breaking the Council of Greece's probation. You know you can't legally be a GM right now.
I know.
No guilds, no quests. You're fucking done.
Zane, come on, be reasonable. I did what I had to do. I was looking out for all of us. Somebody's got to protect the valley.
Protect? Always the same issue.
Fuck you.
You can't make decisions for all of us. You're not better than us.
Zane, what the fuck? You're being unreasonable. I'm not saying I'm better than anybody. And what are you us? You know what? We're gonna cut to commercial, and when we come back, I'm just gonna let you talk then, Zane. I'm gonna let you get all of your fucking issues out, and then we'll be done with this, because we've gotta get to real shit. There is a war coming, Zane. Ugh, go to commercial.
Ooh, is MC Blunderblop? Here to promote the premier bard in University Learning Complex of the Appalachian Mage Academy. Yo, what's up? It's Bard U. Go to Bard U if you try to learn any genre, any style in the mega house of music. Our school is led by DJ Master Sound Blaster, one of the coolest mages in all the lands. We develop only the most pristine bards in our school. World's best hyper pop stars like Vampira Gloss Flip. We talking gun bards, we talking bluegrass bards, we talking and battle rap gods. Come experience the annual Sonic Magic Music Fest orientation. Find your home and your vibe. What music house will you be part of? The industrial jazz house, the house of EDM, and all of the subsects. I'm talking the house of hop, I'm talking bullet pop opera house. We got it all. Come by this year music fest. The theme is the filthy riots. Bring your grime, bring you trash. If you play an instrument, you might be magic. Come join us with the premier learning grounds of Bard U.
Fuck up, 'cause this was your last fucking chance, and you donked up big. Now why the fuck would you illegally GM again? We said no quest mastering, we said no GMing. You have no respect for the government that we have formed, or the Council of Greece. I mean, look at Rap Dungeon, that shit was a disaster. You sent our denizens, our grease pups, out to die. With your intent or not, that is what happened. Whatever happened to Skinstone Harbor? You remember them? What happened to all of these quests? All of these quests are going to waste. You don't know how to make quests, Bali. I found what happened to Skinstone Harbor. I sent my men to go find info. They are fine, it's all good, but you didn't know that. And you could trust my info, it's better than your shit, Bali. You don't even have any fucking training. And then you try to take down a cult. Let's be honest, the cults of Greasy Gregonites have been more seclusive than ever. You dug them deeper down in a hole, and now we don't even know who's an actual member of it. You're right, Bali. War is coming. And you're lighting all the fucking fires. Bali, you fire-starting terrorist. Don't you think we forgot you were at Enertron Tower? You freed the ancient Chimera. You allowed the beach city to go under siege. And you think that's gonna make the Golden Coast friendly with us? No, you are the sole reason the Golden Coast will attack the Greece Valley. How are you looking out for their best interests when you're just causing more
Stop, Zane. You're fucking stupid. You're being an idiot. Only half of this is true, and only some of it at that point. Like, you and I both know I'm doing my fucking best.
And maybe, just maybe, that's the fucking problem, dipshit. I mean, you always try to fucking help, but you just cause more problems. Maybe you want the one to be in charge.
I'm not!
Who knows what all those weirdos you just called to our valley will do. You don't even know any of these fucking questers. How are you a guild master when you don't know who's in the guild?
Okay, I get it.
Let's be honest, you're fucking done, Bali. Boys, come on in.
Get out of here.
Take them away. No. Take them away to the sludge cages.
No.
What
the fuck?
What's wrong?
Stop.
Little Bali said, what? I'm trying to have my victorious moment.
What's going on?
What is this?
What's
on the tablet camera?
What's going on out there?
Get away from Bali. He doesn't need to know this.
Stop! Let me go!
What the fuck? Is somebody attacking us?
What?
I need to know.
What's happening? Get off me! Somebody help me! You can't fucking lock me up! Get off! Stop! Fuck! What's happening? happening? You gotta fucking tell me. Stop drug with shark bone. Please, look me in the fucking eyes. If the grease pups are in any trouble at all, if the grease dogs are in trouble, I can help. You need to stop fucking dragging me. So we've gotta go help. You're wasting fuck the ice guy. I could see the smoke from the grease mills. Fuck. We could still go back to my shack, and we could get the grease dozer keys. We're fixing it up, and it's looking a lot better. Ow! Stop! This is where I put the glass! I put the mud glass here! Ow! Stop dragging me through it! Help! Help! Somebody help! Wait, Abby Hug Song! Help me! Help me! They're taking me away! I don't know what! They're out of control! Thank the Grease Guardians. Abby, you gotta talk some sense into Drug Witch Sharkbone. She's dragging me through. She's gonna stick me in a fucking sludge cage. I don't know what I even did wrong. Abby, you gotta help me. Wait, what's wrong? Abby, are you okay? Abby, you're missing an eye. Is everything okay? Run, go. Oh my god. Did you see her arm? Oh my god. Her fucking arm just melted off. It melted off and started forming a fucking drill. I don't even know. Drug Witch, this has got to be the Wax Legion. Did you see her? She had to have been a fucking wax figure. This isn't okay. Stop! You can't lock me in here. Let me out! Fuck! We know what's the problem. We have to go stop it now.
No, you're gonna stay in here. You'll be safer, Bali. Just stop causing fucking problems. Me and the boys are gonna go solve this. Grease dogs, let's go.
Fuck. Come on, no. Come on. You can't fucking leave me. We need all of our friends. We need to call to our allies. I can't do shit while stuck in this fucking cage. God damn it. This might be the war. And you know what they fucking say. War never changes. This is just gonna be more death. We need to unite this time. Fuck. Isn't uniting what Onulus wanted? I can't fucking do this. Fuck. Maybe this time in a cage will be okay. I mean, this could be a good thing. I trust in our town defenses. We've spent so much time and planning to defend against any threats. I mean, they've got this. I know I could trust in them. And Baltharis is out in the fields, and she's always the primary defender. Like, they'll defend the town, and I could come up with a plan while I'm in here. This isn't all so bad. We could get out of this for sure. I hope Zane knows what he's doing. Fuck. This is that Grease Valley Radio. Let's do a wrap up, I guess. Yeah, hey, it's a boy, BBB, from a small, cramped sludge cage located in the halls of Grime. I'm sitting here. How are you all? I hope you are safe. I hope you are stocked up, because war might just be here. I'm looking out my little small window now, and I'm seeing wax leaking off of some of the fucking roofs. I'm seeing wax all over the ground outside, covering the dirt. I don't like this. They must got wax throwers out there. If this is the Wax Legion, they can't be alone. There's got to be some bigger attack going on. They've been fucking waiting for too long for this moment. I don't know what's gonna go on, but I need to make sure all of you stay safe. I'm in a cage right now, so there's not much I could do. I could keep making sure you guys are safe, though. Do you have water? You got food, you got yum-yums, make sure that cooler's all stocked up. How's your local communications doing? You got your satellites up, you got your satellite dishes, you got your internet chips, because we might need to communicate from long distance nowadays. I don't know if traveling will be safe during this fucking war period. You got defenses? I've been telling you, you might need them defenses. I'm telling y'all, glass mud, I can confirm, works great. My back, I'm still pulling shards of glass out of my back. All you gotta do is break a few beer bottles into the mud and you'll be solid. You know, we all figured the filthy war era would have to end in a, great filth war, but, I think we all just wanted to imagine it wouldn't and live in a world where we didn't have to think about war for a while. But maybe it's a good thing. Maybe the great filth war will, maybe now that it's started, we can actually stop it. We can't fight something that hasn't happened yet, so maybe this is, maybe we could finally get out of the war era because of this. The Wax Legion, I can confirm, is invading. There might be other attackers. There might be people attacking your territories right now. I don't know. I have heard murmurs of the grease dogs running around that maybe there's a gunmonger posse mobilizing up north towards us. I don't fucking know. I'm in the steel cage, so I gotta do what I can from in here. Which is just get the information out there and tell you guys what's going on. I'm not the leader of the Grease Valley. I guess I'm not even a fucking quest master right now. But what I can do is be a fucking radio host. And that's what I'm gonna do for all of you out there. Will the Golden Coast come to our help? Or was Zane right? I mean, I don't know if they know I was there. I don't even know how he knows I was fucking there at the Inertron Tower. I don't know. I'm not gonna lie about it, though, and I'm just really sorry to all my Grease Valley denizens out there for everything that I've done, for all my fuck-ups, for all the things I've done right. I'm just sorry that, I don't know, I need to be more here for you guys and think about you guys more, not what I want to do all the time, I guess. But we're prepared, and we will survive. We will always survive. The Grease Valley, we're the motherfucking cockroaches of humanity. We're the mold that always lives, no matter what. I will survive every extinction period, and I will bring my people with me, because the Grease will thrive. Man, I'm telling you, I'm gonna sit in this fucking cage for a bit, and I'm gonna wait for help. I'm gonna stay safe, stay greasy. Man, it's been that Grease Valley Radio to you. War era has begun. Grease Valley Radio was written, produced, and created by BBB/Sebastian Buderbaugh. All voice acting and narration, unless otherwise credited, was done by Sebastian B/BBB. And to find more of the show, find updates, go to Twitter, @GreaseRadio. You could find additional content on there, like quests. We post quests just like it's a quest board over there. Go check it out on Twitter, @GreaseRadio. And also, if you'd like to support the show, please leave us a free, absolutely free, Apple review. Man, 5 stars real quick helps grow the community and get this podcast in the ears of more listeners. Or pay me. Help me financially. I have a Patreon, @GreaseRadio, Grease Valley Radio. Go check it out. We got a $2 tier where you can get shouts out at the end of the episodes, like right here. And there are more tiers where you could be written into the lore of the Grease Valley. Go check it out on Patreon, @GreaseValleyRadio, or for a free option, leave an Apple review. It really means a lot. Thank you for supporting. And to find more content, go to SoundCloud or Bandcamp, type in Bullet Teeth, much like the artist/gun bard you've heard on here. Go check them out. I've got tons of projects. We just released 2 singles in the past 2 weeks. Go check it out for new music produced by BBB. Thank you for checking all of it out. Thank you for hanging around. Thank you for being you. This has been Grease Valley Radio to you.